In the past 50 years or so, we have seen a marked change in our relationship with food. Nowadays, it's possible to sit down to an evening meal without even having to turn the oven on. Many modern wives and mothers are just too busy to sit down and eat a meal, let alone have time to prepare it. Yet we've changed from being a society that eats to live to one that lives to eat, as evidenced by the number of new restaurants and takeaway joints springing up all over the place, the plethora of food shows, and the ever-increasing food sections at the supermarket. Convenience food manufacturers are doing a roaring trade, judging by the wide range of frozen, microwavable, and ready-made meals on the shelves, most of which are both nutritious and tasty, a far cry from the tasteless mush they were only 10 years ago. Widespread freezer and microwave ownership, combined with a multitude of labour-saving gadgets, have brought far greater flexibility to our eating habits. In tomorrow's world, foods will be even more consumer-friendly. For example, a health food drink may be marketed as containing libido-enhancing properties, or as being able to improve concentration. A piece of fresh fruit may be modified to contain an anti-cancer drug. The idea of food being capable of preventing certain health problems is highly attractive. But as with all manipulative techniques, there is always a downside, the full effect of which is yet to be realized. Watch this space.